The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Disgusting Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
You got one ready?
I got one ready.
Oh, boy.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, dude, that should be our fucking walkout song.
We need a cowbell in the studio. What's going on with us?
I don't know, man. I think we've been slacking. Ding. Yeah, because there is no cowbell down here.
Fucking horror.
How the fuck are you supposed to have a good time?
I don't know. How do you know if you're having a good time?
I don't know, unless like I hear a cowbell.
If you know.
Yeah, it's a Pavlovian trick that has been played on me.
Does Garrett have a cowbell on his set?
You know what? That motherfucker doesn't.
I think you start needing to buy him cowbells. Every present that you get him, it has to be like a cowbell.
Yeah. No, you're right. I think that's a great idea. I legitimately do think
that's
a great idea.
Like a headband and cowbell. Yeah. You got to buy him like that set.
Dude. Yeah. The headband and the cowbell.
Right.
Perfect. And each time, whatever, even if he gets married.
Even if he puts the cowbell on his set and has it there,
oh,
you get him another cowbell.
Another kind of like smaller.
Forever. He gets married, you get him both a cowbell.
Right.
His and hers.
Right. And hairband. Headbands. Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
Too.
Like matching, like coordinated.
Yeah, even get some wristbands.
Wristbands, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe some fingerless gloves to throw in.
I can totally see that dude in fingerless gloves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially the ones that have the Velcro on the back and the empty spot here.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking Alex V. Halen styles.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
They help my grip, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that Alex Van Halen was always like kind of like fashion that he challenged a little bit.
Yeah, he was an interesting looking guy. He was the other brother. The other brother. But, you know, there's always got to be one, you know. But,
yeah, and I think he was totally bought in too. I mean, he made more money than Diamond Dave ever did. You know, he's the other half of the band.
Oh, for sure.
You know. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's doing just fine.
Yeah.
Alex Van Halen. Oh man, he's doing A-okay. And speaking of A-okay, this is Idiots Discuss the Universe, and we're doing A-okay. And that over there is Craig.
Hi.
And I'm Spenny, and we're here to welcome you to another episode of this beloved podcast, this internet underground sensation. It's a sensation. You know, and just because we're just pretty good at rambling on, I guess, and you know, not to toot our horns too profusely, I suppose. But
it's just blowing up like nuts.
Yeah, it's just blowing up like crazy. And so we thank all of our new listeners. We thank all of our old listeners. And today we're going to be doing a fun episode, a subcategory of episode, if you will, you know, of Idiots Discuss the Universe,
sure.
Called
Hit or Shit.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we check out a new piece of music, something new, something fresh off the fucking press that has just come out, and we listen to it, and we decide whether or not we like it.
We like deciding.
Yeah, I like being the one to tell people what I think and then what they should think, you know?
You know, it is a Christmas miracle that people tune in to hear what we think about things. In a certain level.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, like, as someone that likes to tell people what they think about things, there are so many people out in the world that don't care.
Right.
They don't want to hear.
I've always come into that.
It always amazes me.
I always
that
run into that.
They don't want to hear what I think about things, mm-hmm. you know? But there mm-hmm. are some actual.
With you, I understand a little bit more, you know? But with me, I really don't get why they wouldn't want to hear what I have to say, you know, particularly what I have to say. With you, I kind of. With you, I'm like, oh, I get it. You know, I wouldn't necessarily think everything Craig says.
No,
100%.
I think you get less interference because I think that sometimes people don't realize that you're actually trying to communicate information to them.
Right.
They just think that you're talking.
I'm making, you know? I'm making noise
with
my
mouth. It doesn't quite go together in that informative way that you imagine it coming out, you know? So I think maybe you would get more interference if you became a little bit more, like, coherent.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good note, Craig. That's a good note. Thank you.
Just a little note.
I'm going to work on my coherency.
Sure.
And my finishing of thoughts. And my speaking of words.
Well, you do pretty good here because you're kind of geared up for it. You know, you're kind of...
Right,
you're firing on all cylinders. Well, you know, let's not get excited.
Yeah,
but, like, you're more on the conscious side of the equation than you are a lot of the time, the rest of the time. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, what's that? Did I hear my...
I'm hungry!
No, I don't even know if it gets that excited sometimes. No. You know, like, you're just like, man, my stomach kind of hurts. Did I eat?
I feel pretty low energy today. Something's wrong. I have a stomach ache. Babe, can you get me coffee? I need to shit. I'm not like that. It's not really how it's like. God. It's not.
Babe,
where's my coffee?
Babe, can you just bring it to me on the toilet here? It'll help me poop.
Yeah.
Babe. God. Oh, what a fucking blissful scene.
It works. It works, you know, hey.
Jesus.
You know, don't fix it if it ain't broke. So today I am excited. Because it's a new song, it's a new time, it's a new day, and I'm feeling good. And
yay!
Yeah,
man, and fuck, I'm excited.
Yeah,
now too.
Yeah, yeah. Are you getting a little latency?
I don't know, dude. I'm smoking this sativa weed over here, and I feel like I'm getting latency on everything. It's
all
fucking like moving in slow
motion.
Man,
I want to try some of that shit. Here, let me pause this one. I want to try some of that. I want
to
try some. Ooh, let's see what this is. Kona Gold. Oh shit. Oh Jesus. It smells like a backyard barbecue in there.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, someone's got some
shit.
Just like they used too much lighter fluid on the charcoal.
Damn.
On that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Damn, okay, that smells spiky. You know, that's really going to get me jazzed up. Oh, I'm not taking that. But,
a little bit off of that. Come on.
Okay.
What are you
doing? Okay.
I'm not like, I don't buy them to look at them.
I know what I'm saying?
Like, seriously.
Burn them and inhale them.
Yeah. Burn off a chunk.
Thank you. Thank you, Craig. But yeah, so today we got a new slab of strangeness for you.
Mm.
A new slab of strangeness.
Mm.
And that is going to be the brand new song from Full of Hell and Health.
Okay.
Okay, so Full of Hell, I'm pretty familiar with.
Have we done that on the show before?
I think we have. They do a lot of collaborative projects. And
I know them for some reason, and I can't place of why.
Because, yeah, we did The Body and Full of Hell. They
we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had a collaborative thing.
So it's going to be some navel gazing going on today.
It's
then,
pretty
maybe.
Noisy. It's okay. Some pretty noisy stuff, okay?
Uh-huh.
Full of Hell tends to make pretty violently noisy music, but they're really fucking popular for how abrasive their sound is.
Yeah.
And
who's the other person on this?
So the other band is Health. Who I'm not entirely familiar with. Oh, I'm getting fucking latency again. But anyway, Health is a band that I believe they're kind of like an electronic band.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I've heard of them.
Like
yeah.
Almost like
that's
new wave revival.
That's what I was thinking they were. Kind of like a new version of like Clinic or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
if that's what you say, I don't know who
it's
Clinic
like
is.
Like one of those new wave. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. A little bit like an M8 or one of those kind of new synth focused. They're new, but they are harking back like to some other things in the 80s and the 90s.
One thing I was thinking we could do just really quick is just take a quick sampling. So I'm just going to, you know, we can keep this whole show on the road and we're just going to listen to a quick little bit
quick health song.
Of health, yeah. so you know it's got some atmosphere.
Okay, yeah, this is what I thought it was. Yeah.
Futuristic.
What's the name of this song?
This song is called "Strange Days, 1999."
Yeah, this is exactly who I thought it was. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, Health is sick. And
no, they
always,
are cool, yeah.
They're always a band that I have been meaning to get into more.
They are. This is one that I remember them as like, oh, I should listen to that some day, and I never did.
Right. Okay. And whereas Full of Hell I have gotten into, and they sound something like this.
Yeah. And yet now, better.
So, they're pretty different.
Not to take us off the tracks too far, Spenny, but
sure.
One thing, you know, like when I first heard these guys, this was one of the very first hitter shits that we ever did. I think it was in that first 10 or so. And just how my ear has changed since that time, you know, that these guys don't seem they seem just way more accessible than they had before.
Yeah.
And I know that song is more accessible than the song we had listened to
before.
But like...
But that's also because this
that
is...
That seems like a mellow... It seems more mellow than it would have 2 years ago to me.
I mean, they have...
But still.
They have more like crazy songs. Crazy fast shit like that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I totally know what you mean. Like, we've been listening to a lot of crazy music, and that same stuff has happened for me, but in the opposite direction, you know.
Right, right. Of, like, I'm just getting a little bit more of a discerning ear right away as to, like, where it fits in the spectrum, I guess, now.
Hell yeah.
You know, and getting more of, like, a discerning ear of like, what the spectrum is.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was just like there was a line in the sand that was just like, oh, that's all just like worthless noise, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And now I can like differentiate the shades of worthless noise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how that happens?
Uh-huh.
And it really is just like you have to subject yourself to enough of it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's a different tone of noise there. And that's it, you know?
And then I'm starting to find like there are certain like types of that I prefer to the other kinds, you know?
Exactly.
And I could see how if you limited your listening to just that music, that the ones that you like the most out of that would become like your favorite music.
Right. And you'd be like, these other ones that are slightly different, fuck those guys.
Right.
Fuck those ones.
Sure.
That's not
sure.
How to do it, you know.
Sure. And if you just cared a little less, it would all sound equally bad.
Right.
Or good. Or whatever.
Whatever you want.
Of what it is.
Yeah. So these two bands have made a song together.
Well, okay.
Is really what it is. I am curious.
I am a little trepidatious. A little trepidatious too. You know, it could go good or it can go bad.
See, I'm not trepidatious.
You see, it's the Judgment Night. It's the Judgment Night soundtrack dilemma. You know, because I played you a bunch of songs off the Judgment Night soundtrack, and I've praised that album, but that's only half the album. Like, the other half of the album, things go really bad when they take the rock band and the rap band and put them together and try to... Divergent musical things go together, and it really depends.
It really does, yeah.
You know, it can just piss everybody off fucking royally, or it can be, like, a new, better, great thing. I mean, fucking Run DMC and Aerosmith.
Aerosmith,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm hoping for with
I'm hoping for that, too.
Yeah,
and I think that they're, quote, but it's capable of happening.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I think it's going to be dancey and noisy at the same
especially
time.
Now that I know who Clinic is. Because, like, I'm sorry.
But who's Clinic?
Clinic is the band that always wore the surgical masks in the 90s and played like that. kind of like a forebearer to this. Okay. Not as synthy as this, but still like that same sort of sensibility.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right, well, without further ado, and the song is cheekily titled Full of Health.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's fun. So let's fucking jam it.
Let's jam it.
It was quite short, 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah, it was quite short. I like both songs in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I
you
did.
Liked both the songs yeah, that they put side by side.
It really was a sandwich. No, it was a sandwich.
Yeah.
It started, and then it totally shifted to the other band, and then it totally shifted back. And
I don't think it...
I don't know, in a pretty complete way.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think the drums and bass kind of stuff was pretty consistent all the way through. That was like the unifying factor was there were those like really industrial sounding drums going the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sounded like in the beginning they sampled Full of Hell playing like the full band, you know, and like squashed it and compressed it and were using it as like a sample in there and then had the vocalist do his screamy screams over that. And then it goes into some other stuff where you're like once the other singer comes in, then it is like a health song for sure. But there was a nice little transition there, I thought. And then they sort of set the whole thing up as like a blending of two at all times. Like there's not one period where I think straight full of hell is all I'm saying. Like there are parts where it's definitely
that
health.
That might be true. I do feel like health had more of influence throughout than full of hell did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Because the first part of it was very, for what I know of them, the first part would be really interesting, like musically, the way it was produced. I guess it did have that compressed sort of wave of sound or some, I don't know, it was different. Full of hell, this is what I've heard, of not sounded that gothy sort of whatever it is.
No,
and it's not really gothy. It's something though. Well, it's like Crystal Castles, or it's that sort of feel.
Well, it's the industrial, like those drums,
industrial dance,
exactly,
tribalism,
exactly.
Sort of thing.
Those drums that were in the beginning have never been on any sort of Full of Hell stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they're the collaborations with the Body. They had some more shit kind of like that, but
But I do feel like the middle of it just kind of goes full health.
Yeah. Full of health.
Full of health. Yeah. But if it goes, it's like a full health song in the middle of it. Like the meat of it.
Yeah, I think.
Don't you think?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I thought it had some darker, a little more aggressive tones than a lot of their other stuff. They have gotten, you know, on the heavier side before, but
I guess she was thinking about like everybody has to die and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I don't know enough to know, but I mean, like, I guess they do kind of move towards the discordant rather than like the dark in the stuff that I've heard before. So yeah,
I mean, okay. They're a generally dark band.
It's acceptable. I like it. Yeah,
you will accept this song, this new song.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not like something that I'm going to put on the headphones and walk around town listening to.
Oh really? See, because if this was a full album, I would be down because. It just seems like that's what Full of Hell to me is missing. It's a really spastic, like uncomfortable listen, especially if you're trying to like walk around and just sort of, zone out, or like think or whatever. But this provided that groove pretty much the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
And that combined with like, you know, like the clean vocals and the cool, sort of industrial retro futury.
Well, it sounds
stuff.
Like you want to like listen to like a Health album.
Well, I do, but I do actually. Yeah, no, that is, it is very true.
Like, I like From Hell.
But I like
Full of Hell. I like Full of Hell when they are like a
like mainly health.
When they're being controlled by health.
No, but I liked the Full of Hell parts on this song. Yeah.
No, I do. I wanted more of like the inner. Like maybe that's what I'm disappointed about. Is I wanted more of the interplay between his vocal and her vocal rather than a total stoppage.
Yeah.
Then her and then him back again.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of wanted that interplay.
Yeah.
Like I like that like beautiful lady voice and then the evil monster voice.
Yes.
The idea of that. I've never heard it really executed together greatly.
Mm-hmm.
But. I think it's possible.
I've heard it done, and it is pretty cool when it's done right.
Yeah.
But it can start to sound just like a fucking...
A rape scene. It can sound pretty weird. I mean, I think if you do it the wrong way, those two things together can give... It's powerful. It's a powerful combo.
It is a powerful combo. I don't think it sounds rapey. I just think it sounds like a mess.
I think it could.
It could.
Rapey if you
it could. It could. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's the monster and the, you know, lovely maiden or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But no, it usually just sounds like a mess, like a musical jumbled, like, like, you're just like, what is happening?
Yeah. But so they did avoid that, I guess.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I think that there might be a full EP or something more coming out of this collaboration.
With The Body, wasn't it a full EP?
It was an album.
Oh, it was
They've
an
done,
album.
Like, multiple albums with The Body.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I don't know.
Cool.
Maybe they'll do more.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I mean, like, it might be a full album. Might be, you know.
Yeah.
Seal the deal for me too.
Yeah, but really, my takeaway is I need to go listen to more Health.
Yeah, that's
for my health.
That's what my takeaway is too. I want to just go hear Health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be awesome because it'll inform, you know, this release if there is one.
Right.
If there is more stuff.
Or we could just listen to Health instead.
But, you know, with the Full of Hell, you know, and the Full of Hell, you know, together. Sure. And we can, like, love them together even more. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, and just listen to Health.
I could love them both more.
You could.
That's true.
That is true.
There is room.
There is room for growth.
There is room for more love on both of these bands for me, for sure.
See, I've never really listened to Health. I need to do it. So, that's my takeaway. But I give this a hit.
Okay.
What do you give it, Craig?
I give it a high or.
A high or?
High or.
Okay.
I don't really want to hear more. I don't want to hear this. I don't know. I'm just,
you know,
I'm
you don't want to hear it again.
I'm just not as enamored of it.
I really like it.
I don't think.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm stoked about it. It's just all the kind of things that I like all together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's still, you know, more tame than a lot of the stuff that I... would listen to, you know what
it's,
I mean? And
it's
I'm like,
more
I like that.
In my wheelhouse than a lot of things that are served up on this program. I don't know. It's just like, I guess I went through this period. If you caught me in a different period of my musical listening career, I would be way more into this because it does have that just generally like experimental, like Crystal Castles, like I really appreciate them and I really like them, and a lot of bands that are like Health I really like and appreciate, and I want to listen to their new album, but after I've listened to it once or twice, like I am done with that album because I'm just not in that discordant broken social scene kind of period of my life anymore. Yeah. You know, it just doesn't resonate with me. I want to like, I'm not trying to fray the rope anymore. I'm trying to weave the rope back together period of life, you know, and this is more like, oh, the world's, I like this when the world was opening up and I was discovering like new things and new modes of thought and stuff. And now I'm like, okay, I've discovered all that, but this is the stuff that is for me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the stuff that's not for me.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of stuff that like you do not, after a nice walk, listening to this, feel more content and at peace with the world at the end of that walk. Or even process things for me. Like, I don't feel like I would process the emotions that I need to process or with this or something. I guess I don't know. Something.
Yeah. That's fair. I don't know. For me, that's hard to say.
But there's a point where I would have fucking loved this.
Yeah.
Love this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm stoked. I'm stoked for more. I definitely. Because it's more just like walking around feeling cool. Type music.
Oh yeah, you know? I could see this being used as soundtrack background music and stuff, and being just amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah,
for sure. It is kind of walking around. I guess it is kind of, if you want to walk around and feel kind of badass, like this would be
right. And before
exercise to this,
you could. And with Full of Hell in general, you're just like, all right, I guess I just got to sit in the corner and cower while I listen to this music.
Yeah,
you know. In a good way.
I guess that is true. It is more pump up than any of their other stuff in that way.
Yeah.
You could exercise to this.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, because it's that beat. It's those drums that come in.
Sure.
And that's like the thing that I think Health was like, oh, we'll take your band and we'll sample you and then we'll put you to one of our beats.
Yeah, but
you know?
They play us in clubs, so we have to have like a beat throughout the whole thing.
Right.
Right. That's it.
It was cool.
Yeah, cool.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, folks, you should let us know what you think of this song, because you can find it anywhere where you can find music.
Yeah,
you know,
we
assume if you found our podcast, you also understand how to find music, and it's on Spotify. Look up Full of Hell, Health.
And you could, if you just look up our like profile page on Spotify, we'll have it there eventually.
Yes, idiot. Yes, if you just search "Idiots Discuss the Universe," you will find playlists that we have made. And it will be on there.
Yeah.
So
Spenny was just working on like top 10 ballads.
Top 10 hair metal ballads
hair
for
metal
you
ballads.
Guys. I know what the people
it's
want.
A, it's a bunch of, it's some
I know what the people
thing.
Want. And it was fun watching Craig just sort of like, you know.
Oh, when the, when the children cry, dude, that's a war crime.
I hadn't really heard that
that's
song.
That's a war crime.
I don't
that's
think I've
why,
heard it all the way through.
That's why the children are crying. You should see the video.
I don't. I can't do those.
I think we
I can't
have to,
do
like,
the videos.
Tie you to the chair
no,
later
no, no,
and play
no, no.
you some.
I don't think that's gonna
play
happen.
You some White Tiger.
No,
nope. That's the name of the band, White Tiger.
I think that was White Lion.
White Lion. Yeah, we'll play you some White Lion videos because there are more than one. Because that was a hit, so they came out with more.
Okay.
Okay,
well, you know, there's always plenty of excitement happening over here at Idiots Discuss the Universe. Make sure you subscribe and like and do all that sort of stuff. Tell your friends. Get on the internet and shout from the virtual rooftops about us and how much you love hearing us sort of, you know.
Do what we do.
Do what we do.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like,
what
do we do?
We have
a
thing.
We do what we do.
We have a thing that we do, Spencer.
Right,
that's
right.
That's it.
That's right. I forgot what it was, but then I remembered. It's what we do.
It's kind of a charm that's hard to like pin down.
Really?
But,
it's hard to
but
put
you
into
know
words.
It when you see it, just like pornography.
Or hear it.
Right.
You would, if you hear it, you can be like, I know that's porn.
Right.
No one ever says that in real life.
I don't think you listen to porn, though, do you?
You hear what's happening in the porn. I mean, you know.
Right, but I don't know. What would you call like dirty audiobooks? Is that?
That's ear smut. That's what that
ear
is.
Ear smut.
Yeah.
Huh. Does that exist?
I'm sure it's gotta.
It's gotta exist, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
there's dirty books that they do audio to,
right?
And then there's the like the ASMR like you listen to. even though you claim that has nothing to do with your sexuality. So that's kind of like ear smut.
Okay. That's ASMR is not ear smut. It can be. All right. I don't want to get into this now. We were just about to sign off.
But yeah. Huh. That could be like a $1 billion thing.
Dirty audiobooks. And then so like when you're describing like the scene
dirty,
in the background.
Dirty podcasts.
Dirty podcasts. Well, I mean, that's already a thing. Like YMH. But there could be more.
No,
dude,
not
they show
like that.
Porn on theirs
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, but not like that. You know, like they're making fun and they're talking about it.
Oh,
and
you mean
like,
actually dirty?
Actually, like make it like porn.
So okay, so we
not
have
with you. Not, I mean, but just
no. We would
idea.
Be the podcasters, but then we've got
get,
two
like,
people fucking
make...
over here, and then we're just record. We have a mic over there, and you and I are just commenting, like, well, look at him go.
No,
they're really.
No,
oh,
no, that's more
he's
like
transitioning
your...
into the.
No, that's
the
more
saddleback.
Your mom's house thing.
Oh.
But it would be like more like people being romantic with each other and having it hooked up to like the sound effects in the room and them like having a romantic dinner and talking about their stuff or whatever. And you get like a super suave people
and smart stuff.
And
then they bang.
And then they bang and you can listen to them bang and, or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Shit,
it
Craig, you're
like,
right. This
it
is
would
a good
be
idea.
Like a real life. Like, you would be like, do you want to listen to this date that goes on with these two hot people?
Right.
And then they both get mic'd up, and you record it all, you edit it all into a podcast, and you put that out. And it's just, like, seriously, like, it would be mostly for, like, ladies, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But, like, I think they might like it.
Yeah,
that
I think so, too.
Some, like,
I think so, too. I think that's a good idea, you know? I would be intrigued by it, but then I'd be like, oh, they're talking about her parents for 15
minutes. No, that's like my sister's been staying up until like 4 a.m. watching like the Hallmark Channel.
Right.
And I don't, and she can't really figure out why, and I definitely can't figure out why, but there's something to it because I've known lots of girls and women that like fall into like Lifetime or Hallmark or those different channels, like they fall into that tunnel. Where they just watch that stuff like crazy.
So you want to make that for podcasts, but with porn.
But
with
I think
like
it fits
hardcore
into that
pornography.
It fits in, no, not hardcore. No, it
like
would be
hardcore
like,
sex. No, I'm talking about like you hear like fucking, you hear like the balls slapping and everything, and it turns out he's like choking her and stuff. It turns into like a really like, that would be awesome. It's like a nice little date, dude. You make it all
no,
make
that would
it all
not
nice.
Awesome.
That would be
that
great,
would be awesome.
Dude. I think that's some like yeah. And then no, you know, it would just be you know, they start going and she's just a filthy, she's a cum dog, as they say, you know. And she just and you hear everything.
No,
you
this
hear
I don't know that there's a market for that because like if you get to that point that you're like looking for that on audiobook, you've already discovered Pornhub.
Sure, but
and that's like all over Pornhub, and you could actually watch the stuff.
Yeah.
It's this is like kind of like ladies and really like feminine like men. Like men that, you know,
have feelings and
No, not even way beyond that. Like a lot of feelings and I don't know.
A lot of feelings, yeah.
You know, there's a certain a certain kind.
Yeah.
A certain kind.
Yeah.
That real hardcore feminist male type of person might enjoy this.
Soy
too.
Boys, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you should flesh this out, though, and I'm glad we got it on recording.
I just don't have, like, the inner fortitude to actually do that sort of thing myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that would take a lot of life energy to get that going because I would not be the person that'd be going on the hot dates and recording it.
Right.
You'd have to pick, like, really, like, attractive people.
Right,
you know, to have, like...
Well, this is, like, a thing you could do a write-up and sell it to a company, to a podcast network to produce. You know
what
I mean? I'm sure that happens
now.
Yeah,
and I think us putting this on this is our copyright on it.
That's
right. Pretty much
already. That's right. It's recorded.
It's recorded.
That's right, baby. So you thought we were ending the podcast, but it turns out we had a business idea.
Yeah, and after you steal this idea and develop it, you'll be hearing from our lawyers.
That's right. So better watch out, because we are always watching you.
It is disgusting first.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.